Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. We are pre-recorded tonight, but thanks for dropping in. My name is Jeff, here till 8 o'clock. You can always check us out online, steelbeltedradio.com. So I got this other show on UMFM called Tell the Band to Go Home. It's on Sunday afternoons. I don't know if you ever listened to it, but this past Sunday on Mother's Day, put together a little all-female, well, almost all-female show for Mother's Day. And I pulled out so much great music by female artists that I just got tons left over, and I feel like playing some of it for you tonight. I always, you know, I was kind of thinking doing this kind of thing because coming up after this program, of course, is Venus Envy. And while I guess Terry does a fine job of playing you great female artists, you can hear him any week on that show. You know, we like to tip our hat and maybe play a few of our favorites, and maybe even some favorites that I've picked up from Terry's show. So sit back and enjoy some female artists. On Sunday, I decided to go just with solo artists. I didn't use any female lead singers of a band per se. But today, I'm changing that, and I want to play a few things. A couple of things. First of all, to start off, from bands who primarily are run by a dude who writes most of the songs and sings most of the songs, but a dude who is in no way nearly as good as the Secret Weapon woman who's also in the band. And both of these bands could learn a thing or two by just having the dude shut up more and having this powerful, powerful woman sing. So wonderful.
Down to the river to silence me. Love to be down to the river to silence me. Love to be down to the river to silence me. Love to be down to the river to silence me. Love to be down to the river to silence me. Love to be down to the river to silence me.
My love took me down to the river to silence me. And when he left, I could not speak. I lay on the ground, I tried to scream, but no sound did come out, I could only bleed. I waited for him till the frost did come. My skin it turned blue and
to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me. Love took me down to the river to silence me.
Great one there from a supergroup trio of sorts. They call themselves the Hobart Brothers and Little Sis Hobart. The Hobart Brothers, of course, John D. Graham and Freddie Johnston. And Little Sis is Susan Cowsill, who I got to be honest, I didn't have much knowledge of her musically other than the Cowsills. Boy, oh boy, she just she leaps off that track. That is absolutely outstanding. That's the Ballad of Little Sis. Didn't I Love You from the Hobart Brothers album. At least we have each other. Before that, we heard the Weepies, basically a duo, I guess. The woman is definitely my favorite part of that duo. Title track to their album, Be My Thrill. We heard Rah Rah in there. Rah Rah, bit of a weird band. It's mostly written by a dude who's fine, don't get me wrong, but he sounds just like every other indie rock dude. But there are two female singers in the band, and they are both light years more interesting. I'm an English teacher. They're far more interesting singers than the dude, so I wish they'd sing more. That was Prairie Girl off The Poet's Dead. And Little Green Cars, My Love Took Me Down to the River to Silence Me. Good luck silencing that powerful voice. That's from the album Absolute Zero. Let's get a little, jazzy, a little funky. How about a little rockabilly first? How about something from the great Imelda May? Got to see this lady at the Edmonton Folk Fest a few years ago. Absolutely outstanding show. Man, I'd love to see her again. Here's something from her big record, Mayhem. This is Imelda May. It's Still About the Radio.
Nice, but I didn't think twice, 'cause I knew that I'd done wrong. Somebody's gonna love you. You don't turn and walk away. Somebody's gonna love you. There ain't nothing no you can do about it. Somebody's gonna love you. Oh, yeah. Somebody's gonna love you. What are you gonna do about it? Someone's gonna love you. What is there to say? You can't try and stop them, baby. Someone's gonna love you, oh yeah. Somebody's gonna love you. What are you gonna do about it? Someone's gonna love you. You don't turn and walk away. Somebody's gonna love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Somebody's gonna love you, oh yeah.
Love songs of the Lord. When it calls, you got to go.
Gonna do about it.
your name to another song you must sway.
Before a girl like me can move on.
A great rocking track there from Grace Potter and the Nocturnals off their great record, The Lion, the Beast, the Beat, That's Turntable. Before that, Alice Russell. I haven't seen her around here in a long time. She used to come to the Jazz Festival once in a while and was so great. Somebody's Gonna Love You from the album Under the Munkah Moon. We heard Nikki Lane in there, title track to her debut, Walk of Shame. And Imelda May with a great cover of Tainted Love there. We're playing some great rockin' female artists. I got to play something from right here in Winnipeg. Officially, it's a children's song. Came out on a children's compilation, but I just never get tired of this track. So good. So good. Here's something from Winnipeg's own. Are they still around? Man, I miss this band. Paper Moon. You're listening to Steel Belt Radio.
I came alone. a sorry sad thing, not some iridescent grateful butterfly. I'll resist with defiance, not the valor of a mystic silence. I will fight the dizzy spiral of goodbye. And it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Please don't say you don't love me. Never dangle any sword above me with the kind of change that severs me in two. Give me amberizing glasses. Could you slow it down like molasses as I salvage my old self away from you? Oh, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Because I have seen insane things, all those grand historic paintings, morning light on polished swords and burnished pride. Anxious smiles encased in whalebone, spines of steel from head to tailbone, cannons poised to blast the turning of the tide. It's a sad and a strange thing, but it's time and I am changing into something good or bad. Well, that's your guess. And my own sovereign nation, dedicated to a transformation, marching on with this target on my chest. Oh yes, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Oh, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Oh, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
Dar Williams there with the song called It's All Right. Before that, we heard a great one from Easily Amused. Remember them? They call themselves Keith and Renee now. We heard Song for Belfast from Simple Stuff. That might have been the last Easily Amused record. Was it? I don't know. And we also heard a great one from Paper Moon, Your Attitude Towards Cuttlefish. There from that great kids compilation, Somebody Needs a Time Out. Now here's a little comparison that I've always wanted to do. You know, sometimes you hear two songs and they kind of resemble each other. You know, one artist kind of steals from another artist, whether intentionally or not, I don't know. That happens. But then sometimes artists rip themselves off. And I've always thought about this one, The Curious Case of Sarah Harmer. Well, here's something off her breakthrough solo debut. But first, something from her old band, along with Luther Wright. They were called Weeping Tile. And, you listen to these two songs. Tell me if they don't sound the same. Steel Belt the Radio.
South of me. Or west I see. When I look on a map like that, I'll meet you somewhere in between. Where did it start? My magnet heart. We met in a liquid state, a place to drink in the dark. I'll be waiting. Few days of
Liza Gilkison there from her great record, Land of Milk and Honey. We heard Wonderland, different kind of a rockin' track than we heard before. That's Sarah Harmer, Weekend State from her album You Were Here, still a great record. A song that sounds a little bit like an older song of hers called South of Me from the album Valentino by Weeping Tile. That'll wrap it up. More great female artists coming up after 8 o'clock on Venus Envy, then Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. Great, great shows here on Thursday afternoon. I don't know why I'm here. I will be here also on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Should be live in the studio. And the next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Hopefully, we'll be live here again tonight. And, I'll have to wait and see what Stu Reed thinks of this microphone. But you can weigh in with your vote as well by visiting our website, stillaboutheradio.com, or finding us on Facebook. Thanks for being here, everybody.